someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business starring Barbara Haggerty. How do you like when I say that?
How do I like it?
Yeah, it's like starring Barbara Haggerty.
It's so sexy. I love it when you say that.
Whoa, Tommy.
That's what he wanted to hear, Tom, right?
Oh, there we go. And welcome to the Sexy Dave Show. Now, what we're going to do is... You had a few parting comments before we get into
Yes, I did. Don't sweat about your balance sheet. Manage it really well. Understand.
I agree.
It's what you own and what you owe.
That's right. And the equity is
in between.
Either what you have to give back or what you can take.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. That's what it is.
It's a combination of what you put into the business and what you continually take out and put in.
Exactly.
And so that's all you need to worry about. And then you can manage the areas in there that, like the assets, manage, hire good employees. Those are an asset to, you know, mind your cash.
Like
cash is king. Mind your cash.
It really is.
Look after
it
your
really
cash.
Is.
Mind your business. Mind your cash.
People could be profitable but go out of business because no cash.
Oh, absolutely.
And people don't even realize that. So cash management becomes everything.
Cash is king. And build a process and procedure. And I know that a lot of people feel that it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of effort and it seems to take forever. And that's the truth. It's a living document and it should take forever. So number one, there isn't a timeline on when it's finished. It's always ongoing, living document. Build a process for everything. When somebody asks you a question, you ask your manager, what's the process for that? If
Makes
you
sense.
Have to ask a question, you don't have a process for it.
Yeah.
And if you as the owner of a business have to go ask a manager a question, it means that you don't understand the process for something in your own business. And so it's a big investment. For you, if you don't invest in processes, I'll guarantee 100% that you will pay for it down the road.
No doubt. There's like the muffler commercial. You can pay me now or pay me
later.
Is that
a challenge? I believe that 100%. And anything I say on the radio is based on my own opinions, my own experience. And I have loved every single second of 25 years of doing consulting and doing this. There is no... part of my business that I would not want, like, I've so enjoyed it. It's a passion. I have a passion for
I
it.
I can tell. You radiate with passion.
My passion is to see business succeed. That's my satisfaction.
That's the reward.
Yeah, that's the reward. When I work with a business and they succeed, that's a big reward for me. And it comes in all kinds of ways. It comes sometimes in money, sometimes no money. Sometimes just
But every
friendship.
Cell of your body goes, yay,
yeah.
yay, right?
Yeah.
It's like a
Yeah, I have a lot of passion for that.
That is so
Small
cool.
business is my passion. Don't call me if you're a large corporation. Call Dave for
call
that.
Me, 602-625-3074. But then that's good. And, of course, there's so many small businesses out here.
There's
so
a lot of small businesses.
People
and
need
I'm a
to
big,
pay attention.
Yeah, I'm a big advocate for small, independently owned business. I think it's the heart of the human connection, and I think it's the heart of communities everywhere. Okay, we are changing the rules
well,
now. It's no longer my show. It's now your show.
No, it's going to be integration of both shows because...
Integration of both?
Yeah, because I'm going to combine... I have something here I want to talk about. That will combine with what you're talking
you're
about.
You're shuffling lots and, of paper.
Yeah, I have wow. a lot of things I can talk about. But I think we'll start with this. I think so many people in business, and as a CPA and a business consultant, I see it all the time. You know, when you ask people, what do you want? you know, and most people don't even know, but if they do answer the question, it's usually I want more business. Usually that's what they want, at least superficially off the top of their head. And that means they want sales, usually.
Right.
And that's usually the key question. That's why people are networking. They don't know how to network that well.
Well,
they
networking is, okay, can I jump in?
Yes.
Or you want me to wait till you're finished?
Yeah, let me go through this and then jump in because you're going to like this, I think. But here's the title of this. Are you selling within your limitations of what I call the external guidance system?
External.
Yeah, now the external, let me just clarify what that means. Everyone has two systems. One is internal guidance system and one is external. Now, the external is simple. It's all your behaviors, your actions, mm-hmm. your tasks. It's what you do. It answers the question, what? Your external guidance system.
And how you do it?
Not how is
the internal?
Yeah, how is the internal, among other things. But the external, if you think about it, is people can go through the motions of selling,
mm-hmm.
and they could have effective and efficient systems like you're talking about, or maybe no system. But if you're going to focus on your external guidance system, you better do what Barbara says, at least have a nice, efficient, and effective system mm-hmm. along with the sales. It also, you should have an alignment to your mission and vision, whatever your behaviors are. Now, the example I usually give is that you can have a baseball player get up to bat and just swing the bat. That's the what. It answers the what.
Right.
But it doesn't answer how they swing the bat, how they position their weight at the plate, their stance, how they tilt their head, how they view the ball coming out of the pitcher's hands. Those are the hows. That's an internal guidance system, meaning how do you do what you do? And that's where skill sets come in. So you have behaviors, but
okay.
if you overlay skills on the behaviors, now you have upgraded behaviors that could be more effective. And if you overlay on that some empowering beliefs, because how many people have you seen in sales that really don't believe they can do it, but they're out there trying anyway. But
right.
something's talking to them maybe on the left side of their head saying, I don't know if I can really do this. I
yeah,
need a commission.
Yeah, the economy's really bad.
Yeah,
nobody wants to buy.
Self-talk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's really important to understand not just the external guidance system, meaning your behaviors, what you're going to do, how you know the networking you go to. It's but what skills do you put on these behaviors? What beliefs do you have, and are they congruent? Do you have a set of congruent beliefs that every fiber of your being really believes you can accomplish this? You can go out and make a difference in the world. Your values, the integrity of your values makes a difference. That's internal guidance system. The thinking styles, how you think about certain things. Passionate states of mind, because you can have a depressed salesperson doing the behaviors, going out there, but saying, oh, yeah, you want to buy this. Or you can have someone passionate, like Tony Robbins, absolutely exploding off the scene, happy to serve you. The values are important. Do you think of making money or do you think of serving
yes.
when you're selling? These are huge things. So that's why I call it, are you selling within your limitations of the external guidance system? If you are, you're missing the boat. It is huge. Your internal guidance system is really important. For example, salesperson A, based on what I call variable goals and fixed behaviors. So a variable goal is a goal that, hey, I want to sell 10 things this month, but it's a variable goal. So if I don't succeed at 10, I'll reduce it to 8. If I don't get 8, I'll reduce it to 5.
Right.
If I don't get 5 and I get 0, then next month I'll get 8. So what you want to start doing is thinking of fixed goals and variable means or variable behaviors, meaning fix that goal at 10 and don't settle for less, meaning figure out ways, add more internal guidance system, more skill sets, change your beliefs, create empowering values, and really think of yourself as a salesperson, identity and roles, so you have variable ways of getting that fixed goal. Too many people settle, and they settle quick. Am I right?
That's right.
It's craziness.
Or they set themselves up for failure. They'll
yeah.
have a call on one side of town, and then their second call on the other side of town. and then they're going north.
Exactly, sabotage them.
So they'll sabotage themselves.
Or they'll go to lunch for 13 hours, go to the movie, I need a break.
Yeah, and it's a combination of procrastination and the belief system.
Absolutely.
And part of that's a skill set to how to do it, how to coordinate your day.
Yeah, that is a skill, time management.
Time management,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's go through examples. Salesperson A, they have variable goals, meaning they'll reduce their goal to match their own current skill sets. And person B will have fixed goals, so they will rise to the occasion and add skill sets to make sure they got the fixed goal. They're not going to settle for less.
Well, now, they'll take a look and say, what do I need to do to get there?
Yeah. That's one of the things you can talk about. And we'll continue after this break on setting up an example between two salespeople and why it makes a difference. As Tony Robbins says, what is a difference that make a difference? Stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you what that difference is right after these words.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Mind Your Own Business and the NLP Hour combined. Barbara Haggerty.
And thank you for keeping me on here.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to do this every you a little bit.
Yes, you can. So we left off by having salesperson A and salesperson B. Salesperson A is selling through the limitations. Salesperson A is selling through unlimited thinking. Now, the first step is...
Can I interrupt one question? In case anybody just joined for the second hour, the first one we went through a lot of management, micromanagement, your balance sheet and stuff. So, and I see you did this for sales department.
Yeah.
But if we have time, I'd like to apply this to management too.
Absolutely,
that's possible.
It is, because I'll get through this within. Oh, probably another 20 minutes, and then we'll devote the other segment to other departments and management.
Perfect.
Because this applies
to
everything.
We can apply this to any department.
Absolutely.
In your business.
Any person, any department, any activity.
Stay tuned.
No question about it.
Even if you're not in sales, stay tuned.
Absolutely. Now, sales. Okay, salesperson A. Remember, they have variable goals. They'll reduce their goals to match what they think is possible and their skill sets. So, they'll identify an audience. Salesperson B, who has fixed goals, who has higher skill sets and more empowering beliefs, they will target an audience. So they'll actually say, well, we want to target an audience. Now, salesperson A again, they will focus on money usually. Most people do that. Salesperson B, the one with the upgraded skills, empowering beliefs, and higher level values, they will focus on giving. There's a complete
service.
Difference between how you go out and behave. one behavior versus other behavior is not – the only way you can distinguish it is through their mindset, and one will have a completely different mindset.
And it's the difference between looking for volume, one-time business, or looking for building relationships.
Exactly. That's another incredible value. Now, salesperson A, again, who is looking through their limitations – they will bring in their behaviors with them at networking or sales proposals, their current habits, their current skills, and their current talents or lack thereof. Salesperson B will have the ability to work above their self-imposed limitations. They will be able to recognize and actually perform above any limitations. That's big. That in itself is big. Now, getting back to salesperson A, they'll show up and give out material. They'll just give out whatever material. They'll show up. Nothing's fancy, nothing special. They'll just show up. That's a behavior. But salesperson B will show up and apply to their current behaviors the following. They'll show up and demonstrate a passion for giving unprecedented value. What does unprecedented value mean? And if you're not thinking of that, you then are salesperson A. You just don't show up and say, here, but you show up and demonstrate a passion of giving, keyword giving, unprecedented value. How do you do that? How can you make the difference in people's lives? And that's really important. I would encourage people to list what that means.
And some of that, I actually manage a sales team. You can't teach that. If salesperson A does not believe.
Yeah, if they don't believe.
Then I'm sorry for all you people that have a salesperson A out there, but that's not an asset.
And I think most people have salesperson A's. And
it's
now
really
you can't
not,
change.
It's not an asset.
I agree, and it could be a detriment because they're the image they're giving out on your company.
Well, absolutely, they're the reason.
Yes.
That people will call.
No question about
it. They're the people you want out there. So if they don't have the belief system, then do you want them to represent your business? That's a major. I'm just injecting from the business management perspective.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And now NLP has wonderful tools and techniques that we won't do on the air today, but that you can change in a disempowering belief to an empowering belief.
Right,
but people
know.
Need to work on that. But
and we'll, they need to want to.
Exactly. That's really the key.
Just as an owner, I know you may want to because maybe you like the person, but if you want to hire Dave as a coach with the expectation that you're going to change the belief system of all your sales department or your or any other department in your company, those are individual people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have,
and they have to
be
want
engaged.
Yeah.
They have to have an awareness. They have to want to have an awareness, and they have to want something.
Totally, totally agree. Now, going back, salesperson A again, so it's, you know, they just show up, they give out the material. But back to B, salesperson B, is we talk about unprecedented value. We also value based on the client's criteria. That's a mistake I think ordinary salespeople make. They come from their own criteria, but no, what do the client or the customer really want?
Mm-hmm.
Or the potential customer, what is their criteria? You can educate them, but you have to understand what their model of the world, their map of reality is. How are they perceiving it? Also, salesperson B will show up with their behaviors on what they can give that's beyond their product or service. To me, this is one of the key elements. What can you give that's beyond your product or service? Now, some of the things I mean, a lot of people don't understand that, but can you give a smile? Can you uplift, motivate, and inspire? Those are high-level skills.
Mm-hmm.
If you can change someone's state of mind, it's like a magnet. People will be attracted to you. Am I right, Barbara?
That's absolutely
right. These are key.
100%. 100%. It used to be when the internet came out at first, websites, it was you could not succeed on your website unless you had your USP, your unique selling proposition.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's
and
very
it's
similar.
And it's been like that for
forever.
But now, you're right. If you walk in an office, oh, hi, the economy's really bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How are you doing? How are your kids?
Yeah.
Are you managing okay?
Yeah.
Or you can walk in and say it's a great day.
Yeah. It's a choice, isn't
and
it?
But you have to like what you do to
it. You have to have the passion.
We know that. You have to like what you do. We're fortunate. We like and enjoy what we do.
We have a passion for what we do.
We like what we do. So we, you know, build everybody out there. Go do something you like.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
Don't do it for the money. Do it because you like it.
Don't do it for survival.
The rest
survival
will come.
Flourish. And you'll flourish if you really do have that passion for what you do. There's no question about it.
Well, and happiness doesn't come with money. It doesn't come. You can't buy it.
No, you can't. You can't buy happiness.
You can buy a temporary
high.
A temporary high.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, you do that in Vegas once a month.
Oh, now we're talking about it. So now back to salesperson.
Back to your passion.
Now, what happens is that's a question people should write down right now. What can you do that's beyond your product or service? So when you show up, that is the first skill set that really should come out. Not, I have this to sell you, I have that, or whatever it is. What can you do beyond or give beyond your product or service?
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I think it's so critical. So if you're building a sales team or you're considering replacing a sales team or hiring someone, really take this to heart. And in fact, if you want, I can certainly email you the summary outline called Are You Selling Within Your Limitations of the External Guidance System?
Is your email address?
Email dave@breakradioshow.com. Dave at break, B as in boy, R-E-A-K, radioshow.com. I'll be glad to send this because I think it's really that important. Now, there's some more things here that gets even more sophisticated. Salesperson B not only brings in their ability to work above their self-imposed limitations, as well as skill sets and passions and state of minds, they also have congruent beliefs that exceed their self-imposed limitations. What do you believe is possible in the world? That's really important. What do you believe is possible for you? That's a different question.
Mm-hmm.
You might believe Tony Robbins can sell, but do you believe you can? Can you really provide that service? So these are two different questions. And then, you know, what beliefs about cause? What causes? If you believe the economy is causing a lack of success, then you're already behind the eight ball. Because that is just absolutely not true. You can go beyond the economy to create what you want in life with the proper mindset that's an internal guidance system.
That means you will escape the drama?
You absolutely escape
You'll
the drama.
You'll escape drama.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine that? Like what?
No drama.
Who would not want that?
You would have to go to the movies to see drama.
Well, how about we had a drama-free business? How about a drama-free life in 2012?
That'd be magical. You'd be prosperous, and you'd probably have great relationships throughout your life.
I don't like drama.
No, drama is no fun. How about you, Tom?
I don't have a lot of tolerance or time or patience for drama.
Zero tolerance for drama.
I'd rather have a lot of fun.
Well, girls just want to have fun.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Always
really.
My favorite song, Cyndi
Lauper.
That's
a good song. So I think those are a couple hints. Of course, there's beliefs about meaning. What does something mean? So really check out your own meaning. Ask yourself, what am I attaching meaning to when I find an interference or obstacle?
This is a great document.
Well, I appreciate that. I think it really does help people. And also, you know, I was discovering, you know, many people wear different hats, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wear different hats. The owners
have.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I was thinking the other day, I go, when I'm in my CPA business consulting hat, but I want to go out to present, you know, a sales proposal, you got to do an identity shift. In other words, get in the role of the activity that you're going to do. Don't try to be a CPA when you're trying to present a sales proposal and vice versa. So if you're going to do.
That's right.
And I think identity shifts is very important to understand what role you're playing and become congruent in behavior and beliefs and skill sets in states of mind. It has to be congruent. And you just this is a critical feature about how to upgrade your ability to do things by understanding what role you're playing right now. Almost like an actor. Can you imagine an actor that's always upbeat, trying to play a depressed role? You got to play the role.
Well, you have to understand it.
Yeah, and understand the role.
You understand your role, and you wear You know, I'm a big advocate for the six thinking hats. You can apply it. You can apply the six thinking hats.
You're right. You've talked about that.
You just use a different color hat for whatever area you're in.
Now,
that's a good one for owners.
I think that's a very good
one. To translate those hats into different, am I an owner? Am I a manager now?
What role are you playing at that moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. And sales, too, of course. Now, we have about 1 minute, and I'll just, before the next break, so I'm going to talk about one last thing. We're recognizing and working with interferences or obstacles. People have them, and there's really three forms of obstacles or interferences, and that means some part of the person doesn't want the change, and you see that a lot. I mean, people sort of want it, but there's another big part because they get a payoff for not changing. It's called secondary gain in psychology, and the other thing is the person doesn't know how to create the change, and that's a know-how.
And it's also habits.
A habit is a very strong part forming.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then the third thing is a person needs to give themselves a chance to use their new learning. So time and space for change to take place. That's important. A lot of people want to hit the home run, but they don't want to take the time to gradually make that change.
So don't micromanage yourself.
Exactly. Give me some knuckles. That was a good one. I liked it. And when we come back from our break.
Give yourself some time.
Yes, we will continue this discussion, but apply it maybe to management because this can work with anything, any department.
Yeah, let's apply it to management. Apply it to ownership of your business and express yourself authentically.
Yes, I like that. We'll be right back with more discussion.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed Metropolitan Opera baritone Dmitri Vorostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Mind Your Own Business, integrating with NLP techniques, a brand new story. You have a question. We're here with Barbara Haggerty. And Tom, you liked how I swing into my chair and start the show with, now, welcome back. Okay.
This is ego again.
No.
Is it Christmas or year end? Oh, it's year end's coming up. Oh.
Year end.
Year end is coming up. He's building his balance sheet.
Yes. That's true. So, where you have a question.
Okay.
I think you said.
Yes, I wrote this down. This was from my, this is NLP stuff I wrote down.
Oh,
about,
cool.
How to disarm the behavioral triggers. You know, when you have a trigger that creates
an anchor?
A certain... That's anchoring, right?
Yes.
Okay, that was the question.
Yes, anchoring. That's
anchoring.
Big. People are naturally anchored, and you can re-anchor yourself. It's something we can't do on the air, however. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can trigger an anchor. You're really doing
well,
some type
of... we are
on
the air.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that it's...
We can't practice it.
Yeah, because it's something that you got to demonstrate. But it's really attaching some type of response to stimulus, and you change...
But we can tell them that you can actually just touch your hand.
Yeah, I mean...
Throughout the exercise.
Yeah,
but that's a very, very, very simplified
statement. It's very simplified. However, you can anchor yourself into certain states of minds, and there's a lot of interesting things with NLP. But
you can avoid a lot of stuff in your life by learning that.
Anchoring itself is very powerful.
Even if people don't want to learn NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming.
Yes.
And if they don't want to learn it, or they don't want to go through a course or learn the whole thing, at least call Dave and learn about anchoring.
Yeah, I think that's important. And if you don't think you're already doing anchoring, think again, because the classic example.
We are all the time.
Yeah, if you're in a relationship and someone gives you a certain look, your wife or, you know, your spouse, how do you react? Sometimes you just fly off the handle, or other looks, you might feel like, you know, putty in their hands. And that's an anchor. They know how to push your buttons. That's another word for anchoring. Can you push people's buttons? And that is your anchoring in them into a certain state of mind.
And that's an excellent tool for your business.
Huge.
Okay, now you correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the expert here, but that's a good one to pick up on for business.
Absolutely. Yeah,
because employees with each other, your peer employees, your coworkers, owners, managers, we're all about owners and managers here, but learn each other's behaviors.
And learn, if you're an owner or manager, when you walk in to give a meeting to your employees, watch carefully to see how that natural state of you walking in anchors other people. If they start to look like they're in terror or fear, you have a natural anchor going on, and you may not get the most out of your employees. But you have to consciously be aware how you anchor people, and people that know people. I'll give you an example. When I was at this firm, a very big national firm in the 80s, there was this one woman that just scared the heck out of everyone and really scared the heck out of me. I was just sort of a rookie CPA at the time. But I was like a little puppy dog walking in there. I knew my state of mind changed in an instant because she was like a military woman. Oh, it was horrible.
Margaret Thatcher.
No, worse. No, she was good, Margaret Thatcher. But she
had a presence, a strong, strong presence.
But where do you get intimidated? Who intimidates you? That's an anchor. If someone can change your state of mind, good or bad, positive or negative, you're being anchored, and you have to know how to re-anchor yourself. Anyway,
so
nice
that's
question.
That's a good one.
Excellent, that's
a good one for you. If you want to pick one thing for 2012, don't micromanage yourself and just give yourself time.
Yes.
What were the three things? Give yourself time is to not micromanage.
Yeah.
Give yourself time. Communicate. So learn how to communicate with yourself.
Absolutely.
As well as with other people.
Yeah. And really get to know how to do these things. That's another part. I mean,
and this is a whole self-communication tool.
It is.
Because we all say we know each other or we know ourselves pretty well, but do we really know? Do we look in the mirror and really know ourselves? Do we know what buttons can be pushed? Do we know when our buttons are being pushed?
Very important.
Sometimes we don't know. We
react.
We've seen that.
How about road rage? Ever someone do a certain hand gesture when you're driving down the street and it just puts you in an amazing state?
There's really no need for, in the big scheme of things, what's the point?
Yeah. Well, I agree. Absolutely.
Like
but people
benefit?
Get anchored in.
Even if you just ask a question, what's the benefit to me to behave like this?
Yeah.
If you just took a second
and
ask yourself, is there any benefit to this?
No.
Or should I just give myself a stroke?
Could be a detriment.
Yeah.
Actually, I totally agree.
It is a detriment.
It is. Nice question. You got another one.
Another question? I get lots of questions, but I want you to keep on going.
Okay,
because you're going to apply this to management now.
Yeah, let's apply this to management. So are you managing, rather than saying are you selling within your limitations of the external guidance system, are you managing your people within limitations of your external guidance system? So you know, where's your focus? You know, is it on fear? Are you really moving away from fear, or are you moving towards pleasure? That's a motivation strategy. I think it's important that you got to be careful if you're making decisions based on fear, doom and gloom, you're always looking at what you don't want versus what you want. A lot of people always are saying, well, this is what I don't want. That means their focus is on what they don't want, trying to move away from it.
Yeah,
that's not the same thing.
What you focus on, you activate.
Yeah, absolutely. What you fear appears.
What is it? What is it I want to say? When you think about it, you activate it. Or are you focused on it? It's like, so whatever it is, if it's negative or positive, if it's good or bad,
yeah,
the universe doesn't distinguish the difference.
It really is. Well, if I said, don't think of a blue elephant, what are you thinking of?
Blue elephant.
Don't think of losing your home. What are you thinking of?
Losing your home.
So you got to always state to your mind, the self-talk, what is it you want, not what you don't want? It's not the same. In athletics, they really talk about that a lot. A coach that is comfortable in the second half of a football game, for example, if they're up 21-3, they play not to lose rather than play to win. That's different. It sounds the same, mm-hmm. play not to lose, but it sends a different signal to your brain.
Yes.
It's very important.
Now,
focus on what you
this
want.
This is really good about. This is really good to tie into this micro. Keep going because there's a note I made as we talked about micromanagement.
Yeah.
So it was like focus on your balance sheet rather than detail, and with people focus on the. Focus on your business growth and your business security.
Yeah, and you were saying that. Business growth.
So that's just a tie-in here.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you're managing, again, through limitations of your external guidance system, then you're bringing your current habits, skills, and talents to your employees, limiting the culture of your business, which is a culture of limitation, versus having the culture really uplift everyone to higher awareness levels, higher performance levels. That should be the role of a manager, or at least the owner, someone.
Empower people.
Yeah, empower. That's a better word. Is really learn to empower people. You can't do it unless you know how to empower yourself, though. That's very important.
Yes.
Learn to empower yourself. These are great 2012 tools and tips that you can start off. And again, don't think you have to know it all right now. Just know it exists, that the great companies do this.
Well, in the decision and the choice, like we said, the decision is to begin.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
It's
I like it.
A constant learning. Like I subscribe to Abram Hicks, Esther and Abram Hicks.
I ask and you'll receive. I love that book.
But The Science of Deliberate Creation.
They're very good, by the way.
Okay, well, I just made this note. As you are in a place of feeling good, you are in a place of allowing good.
Yes.
Because you activate it.
They're very good.
I love that one.
I saw their tapes.
Yeah, I love their
Did you read the book, Ask and You'll Receive? Good book, right?
Yeah, and I subscribe to their, I get their information. I subscribe to
Have
their
you ever met
stuff.
Them?
No, I haven't.
I'd love to meet them.
Yeah.
They're very cool.
I would really like, yes.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Oh,
I
that's
like
good.
It.
I didn't know that. See, I learned something new today on the program.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No. That is very cool, though.
Yeah, okay. The Science of Deliberate Creation. It's very powerful.
You know, people need to...
Really, really powerful.
And that's like working above your self-imposed limitations. Really look at what's limiting you, what obstacles that you're giving power to.
Well, it's like the GPS now. Everybody's... Come on, let's relate it to the GPS because everybody's relating... Who looks at an actual physical roadmap anymore? Do people just plug in? Like I have new phone now, so I can actually pick it up and tell it, take me home, and it'll take me home.
Really? The phone or what?
Yeah, maybe the phone. Maybe the phone will take me home. I've yet to find out.
Well, that's a good-looking phone. That's all I could say.
Yeah, I should be proud to be out with that phone.
That looks like an iPhone.
That is an iPhone.
Nice phone. The 4G?
But yes.
Oh, good. It talks and everything.
Yeah, it talks.
It even talks back.
It talks back. It's everything.
Yeah, mine talks back. Felt like I was married again.
So we have a GPS system in our car. How about a GPS system
inside?
In
your brain.
Which we have. We have those brains that we talked about earlier. We have these behaviors. We have this whole internal guidance system. So instead of a GPS, we have an IGS.
Yeah.
So let's use it. So when... I try to bring everything down to the level where we can implement it. So this is where Dave and I work really well together.
Yeah.
And so before we make a decision, and we have an archive show somewhere there where we have gone through a decision-making process.
Yeah,
we have processes for everything.
BreakRadioShow.com. Yeah. Go to archive. Mind Your Own Business. Click on any show you want to hear over the last year, probably.
Yeah, a couple of years. Yeah. How long have I been here? A year and a half?
It's been over a year. Over a year and a half, I'd say. Wow, nice.
And before you set off in your car, you take time to either look at your map. If not, you speak to your phone now, or you dial in your GPS. So when you go to interview, when you go to meet with your managers, when you talk to your employees, when you talk to your team, your associates, check your IGS system. Check your own personal GPS.
Develop the IGS system. Really, remember, know how to do it. You may not know right now, but it is learnable, and it will make all the difference on your behaviors. You're either going to work within your limitations, or you're going to work outside your limitations and have the success that you deserve. And when we come back from our break, I'm going to give you the formula for change. Everyone wants to know
formula.
About that. The formula for change.
And we are going to teach this. We are going to take on the road.
On the road at a theater or drive-in near you.
We will be teaching this. You can join in. You can get consultations right there. You can ask questions live.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Dave likes to be put on the spot.
I do. I love to improvise.
Live questions.
And we'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed metropolitan opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And I surprised Tom with my immediate response. I jumped right into action. Of course, we're here with Barbara Haggerty. Mind your own business.
And you practiced your swing.
Yeah, my swing. Oh, I'm quite the swinger.
You're practicing.
Oh, that's not what you mean.
You're a swinger?
No, I'm not. Oh. I practice my swing. Now, formula for change. I'm going to read
this. The formula. Okay, let's go.
And
then
you comment on this. And you can apply it again to anything, any department, any activity, and, of course, really to yourself. Now, you can create change by knowing, and you said it, identifying the present state. But that really means where you are. That's what you were talking about. You get in your car, GPS. The first thing the GPS wants to know, where are you?
Right.
How do we get you to someplace else if we don't know where you are? So identify your present state or your inventory of where you are now.
Where am I?
Exactly. Very important. Then identify your desired state. In other words, where do you want to go? What do you want? It's actually pretty easy, isn't it?
Focus on the end result. Where do you want to go?
Exactly, the end result.
See it from the end.
Now, the next thing, and this applies personal or business, whatever it is, identify the appropriate resources that you need to get from where you are to where you want to go. Now, that could be internal states. It could be physiology. It can be information. It could be skills. It could be people.
It's a combination.
It is a combination.
It's a combination of everything. And if you're a manager, it's really important that you talk to your own. If you're applying this to sales, talk to your sales manager. If it's your department, talk to whoever is responsible for getting you those resources. Communication's a big key.
Huge.
And owners need to listen. This goes right back to the micromanagement.
Yeah, it does.
Listen, 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 listen. Because your people are going to tell you what they need in order to get to the state
that's
that they
point.
Want to be.
And that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one is eliminating any interference through using those resources. For example, this is maybe where NLP comes in a lot, where, you know, if you are have two different parts showing up, you're not congruent, you're incongruent. And there's NLP to make sure that you can integrate any conflicting parts, any internal conflict. You can use NLP to eliminate, you know, transform fear to power to courage. And there's a lot of things, and of course, states of mind. If you're in a low state of mind, how to use NLP to get a passionate state of mind.
Set some boundaries.
Yeah, boundaries are very important.
Very powerful,
yeah.
To set some boundaries, because if you're applying this to owning your business, you don't need to apply it to home. Well, I'm sorry. Let me take that all back. You do need to apply it to everything. But,
yes.
I mean, if you're specifically applying this formula to
sure.
your business, then set your boundaries to leave your personal life outside.
Yeah, totally.
Because
totally
that'll it's a lot easier. There's 100% energy available, so you want to leave some extra energy for when you go home.
Absolutely.
Or and when you socialize or you have your other
yeah.
life.
Context related, and that's important in NLP. Now, the fifth one, and we've talked about it, you've got to want to change. So do you want to change? You got to know how to change. So do you know how to change? And give yourself the chance to change. Those three are big. That's number five. So do you want to change? Well, most people do, but are they going to put the effort in? How do you change? You better learn how, and there's ways to do that, and give yourself the chance to change. So many people give up so easily. And they never give themselves a chance to change. They go, see, after a day it doesn't work. I'm going back to my old ways.
Ah. And that's a micromanagement issue as well. If you're micromanaging and you don't see results immediately, then you change your strategy. That's a big issue in small business because of the nature of the business.
Yeah.
You wear many hats.
Yeah.
You know, if there's just results there, then I can leave that alone.
Totally agree. And, you know, and sort of chunking this up a little bit to higher levels is that I firmly believe that people should have someone responsible. It doesn't have to be solely responsible for this, but at least part of their accountability and responsibility is to have someone responsible for making sure the pathways are set to raise the consciousness of the organization, to evaluate and also raise the standards of excellence to allow employees, managers, and owners to continually improve and enhance their performance level. So it's a natural progression of moving upward versus matching people's own personal limitations and lowering the goals to meet the people. Most companies do that. It's craziness. Have you seen that?
Is the business managing you or are you
yeah.
managing your business?
No question about it. Also, I think
we can't slow down for another. You know, it's very detrimental to have one member of the team, which will happen. One person can drag a team down rather than them step up to the
yeah.
level of everybody else. So
totally
it's really
agree.
Important if you manage your company, mind your own business. If you're minding your business, minding your department, minding yourself, minding whatever you're minding. The highest standard.
No question about it. They say a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So think about that.
Yes.
Your company is only as strong as your weakest employee.
Yeah, and what do we do? What do we do with the chain that has a weak link? What do you do with it?
You get a new link.
Yes.
I mean,
replace the link or
yeah.
you, what, solder it together or something? But
yeah.
we can't do that with
or
people.
Strengthen the link. Or
you can strengthen the link if the link wants to be strengthened.
Now, you know, if you look at it, the benefits of this is less stress, more focus, excitement, passionate states of mind, and high-level productivity. That means more time and more money by increasing efficiency in one's action and one's mind.
Escape the drama.
Yeah, and greater sales, supportive cost structure, more profit. I mean, all these go hand in hand. These are management tools that people can take seriously. You know,
be more powerful.
No question about it. And you create more value to give more value.
You have more time for creativity,
yeah.
insights, grow your business.
There's so many, and from a management standpoint, because we're applying this now, is that you know, could the or should the role of the manager, the owner, be to uplift their employees to their full potential? That could be a huge benefit if you can allow people to naturally grow to their highest potential, their highest and best, whether they stay at your company or not. That would be a nice way to go.
Well, it's a nice way as a person.
Yeah.
It's nice to be like that with other people. Like, why would that not be part of the goal of your company, to uplift the people?
Exactly. And it could be. It could
you know,
be part of your mission statement.
Didn't Bill Gates have a lot of that in Microsoft?
Yeah, I think that and Warren Buffett and
empower people and
Google, some of the big companies that are very progressive.
It's all about empowering their employees and allowing them to be the best they can be. Can you imagine the benefits?
Oh, it's huge. And it would just be a very harmonious company, too. I mean, sure, things will come up, but that would be the exception versus the rule.
Yeah, so the whole thing is check your belief system because...
Big.
Because I can hear the comebacks from that. Oh, well, it's okay for you, Barbara. But, you know, it's okay for you, but if you're saying that in your mind, it means you have a limiting belief.
Yeah.
You want the drama.
They feed on the drama. A lot of people do. They need the drama in their life.
So check your own language. Your word is your wand.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Did you just make that up?
No, that's my favorite. One of my favorite books is Florence Shin, Your Word is Your Wand.
Really? I didn't know that.
It's
I
one
like
of
that.
Her five. She wrote five books in the 1800s. Five books. That was it.
That's it. And that's one of them.
Your Word is Your Wand. The key to success and how to live it.
Wow. Nice books.
Mm-hmm.
So in summary.
But your word is very powerful. You can devastate a person with your words.
No doubt. And
you can create or limit a person.
So I think in summary, it's really important to really learn how to think differently. That's what we're really talking about. It's really if you want to work on your business, work on yourself. And work on yourself in ways that change habits, create empowering beliefs, new states of mind, things we talked about. Go to this archive show, listen to it many times. It's loaded with information at breakradioshow.com. Yeah.
Be an example.
You know, that's good, too. And if you're the role model, an example, then you really have to better empower yourself so people can follow.
Well, and I'll throw this challenge out. You decided to buy your business. This is to the listeners. You decided to own your own business. You decided to be a manager. You made the choice. You made the decision. So why not make it the best choice and the best decision?
Exactly.
And start the new year with good choices, best decisions for your highest and best good.
And just, you know, people can email Barbara or myself, call us, and we'd be glad to give some tips. And, you know, we'll announce where we're going to take this on the road and provide more information for people. But it is, there's resources out there. That's the bottom line. But we're going to challenge people. Do you want to change? Is the question. If you don't, then just expect probably the same results or even worse. If you're neutral, you're going backwards.
And if you do want to change, when do you want to change?
Yeah. And as Tony Robbins says, when is now a good time? Think about that. When is now a good time? You better do it now because time really passes quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
And if you don't do it for...
grandchildren, I know how quickly time passes.
And if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your kids, do it for other people. If you don't want to do it for yourself, be the role model. Just maybe accept that role, and the benefits will just flow. But businesses need help right now. People need help. Businesses are just a reflection of people's mindset. Think about it. Mm-hmm. The culture of anyone's business is a reflection of their unconscious thoughts.
It's the same as your life. Your life is that. Your life is a reflection of your conscious thoughts. And what did I write down earlier?
You wrote
You're
down.
So organized with your paperwork.
Thank you. I'm one of these organized guys.
One of those.
And you're looking for a comment that you had earlier. And
your attention to it activates it. That's what I mean.
That's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Well, you pay attention to, you activate that energy and that mindset. So if you're
If you pay attention. So pay attention, there's no question about it. Tom, any comments, any parting comments He likes what we said. Oh, we're out of time. Next time, Tom will give us a comment.
Road. Mind your own business is going on the road.
Absolutely. Barbara Hagerty.
January.
That's right. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
You next month,
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. More than welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Have a great Merry Christmas. Have a great holiday. New Year's Eve is right around the corner. And get ready to rock and roll. We'll see everyone tomorrow with Breakthrough Sports. A lot of sports action going on. Oh, a lot, actually. Coyotes tonight in Florida. New defenseman. It's Kyle Turris now on Ottawa. And anyway, have a great night. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
If you would like to hear this program again,